just into the second period, a scoreless game after one. Did you see anything at all that they were able to get those couple of goals there in a short time period?
Other than, you know, pucks that were either... Yeah, we didn't handle puck particularly well in a couple spots to come back into our end, but nothing out of the ordinary.
When you look at today's game, from up top anyway, they had pretty good speed up there. Was your club right there with them today, or did they have a bit of an edge?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it was a grinder in the end zones. I mean, there was a lot of stretching. That's the Eastern Conference hockey, and there were a few really good chances kind of at both ends. Our guy made some real good glove saves. Helly made a couple real good saves, almost had the second one, which was good. But I didn't think there was a whole lot. Both teams' power plays were grotesque until we scored, you know. Or hang on, let's be positive here. Both teams' penalty kills outstanding until we scored. And then we just needed, you know, to get that game tied, we need somebody to find the back of the net. We got a few guys that have been a while, and we were just okay. I think for the most part, the guys in the lineup played as hard as they could. We had a few guys fight the puck a little bit, but so did they. Pretty tight game.
It was one of those days where trouble getting the legs going too for a
No, I didn't game. Think so at all. I don't think you're out skating that team. They're fast. We're fast. I liked our first. For on the road, five guys out of our lineup, I liked our first a lot. It was even. Had a couple chances. We didn't move the puck quite as well as we'd like to, but that's a function of some of what they did. You know, they played hard tonight.
The situation with Kobe Enstrom, Paul, is it related to what kept them out the four games?
Yeah, he's been running the same thing for 3 months. You know, he comes in, if it's sore, he feels good. Sorry, play. He'll play on it, but there's a point where I don't want this thing keep grinding on him. So, we were off the ice with him yesterday. We were hoping that there would be a 24-hour improvement, and there wasn't. So he was kind of status quo from the day before, and so I held him out.
First game for Coleman at this level for a while. What'd you think?
It was all right. I thought, you know, he had a couple pucks get away from him, and some execution things, but there's also a lot of good there for a rookie defenseman who hasn't played here for a little bit. He's fine.
I know it would have been better in a win, but just a thought on Patrick hitting the 40 mark?
Hitting the 40 mark, but skating now. Like, he looks so much different than he did a month ago. It's a special young man, 19 years old, and still growing into his body, and still a really competitive guy, wants to score. Going to be a good Winnipeg Jet for a long time.
Did you get what you were looking for after you switched the lines? Or?
No.
In terms of generating a bit more?
No, the reason I switched the lines, the guys, I didn't think it was a chemistry thing.
Paul, with Patrick going as well as he is scoring-wise right now, do you get any sense, is anybody, or guys on the team maybe almost just expecting him, but is that impacting some of that secondary scoring in any way? Like, guys are just waiting for Patrick to score, but because you're not getting a lot of the secondary scoring lately.
I don't know how that manifests. I understand the question. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But the NHL doesn't work like that. Like, there's – nobody has ever said it's okay. I feel better now because I don't have to score because Patty will, right? Like, that it's – we've got some different combinations. We've got a different kind of hockey being played now at this time of year. So a little harder to score, a little harder to get to those areas. But we've – that's all I want to say on that.
The ability, obviously, to score. It's just a matter of time, maybe.
I mean, we got some other guys with 20-plus goals, a bunch of guys with 50. We haven't scored a lot. I mean, there's a point in a game where you don't need to. We've had the lead in the four previous games. We've scored enough.
When that buzzer goes off in the middle of the play, what goes through your mind? Do you think it's just being reviewed, or are you
No,
sure
I know it's a goal. Yeah, I knew it was a goal before the buzzer went off.